We are starting Be'ezus Hashem, the last perek of Avos. The last perek, really not. There are five prokim in Mishnayos Avos. The Kadmonim point out, Maral talks about it, that really the sum total of Kol HaTerekula is Chamisha Chum Shetera. So there are five prokim in the Masechta that gives us over the keys to being Mekabel from Chachmei HaTera, the Hu HaYoimer, the perspective. The Ashkofa, the Das Torah of Chachmei HaTorah, is also five prokim. It's our knisa, it's our entranceway into Kol HaTorah Kula is the Yerosa Kodim L'Chachmasoy. So there are five prokim. The sixth is really an element that's added. Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnayis, has six, not five. So there's an added element over here from Torah Shebal Peh. This perek is a Braisa. A Braisa L'Umas a Mishnah, we've said many times. Through the course of the Shalshal Sater that we've learned in these five prokim, that the Ksivas HaMishnayis was, so to speak, the Teresh Shebichsav of Teresh Shebapeh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh created a final, fixed, edited version, much like the Sefer Teresh that doesn't have an extra letter or minus a letter. There's no now different versions and different Gersois, Lefi different Batei Midrashim. There's a final, fixed, edited. And Kol HaTerah Kulo, all the Brises and Tosefetis, and Gemara's Bavli, Yerushalmi, and everything that follows after that, Divrei HaGaonim and the Rif, and the Rambam, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, and everything down to the last, the Achrani, Achranim, all come from the Mishnayis. So all of the Mishnayis is the number six. Why the number six as opposed to the number five is a good question. Suffice it to say that the letter Vov and the letter Hey, six and five, represent two different elements in the Shem Hashem. The letter Hey is the bottom letter, that's where the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches down to the Olam HaAsiya in this world, but the Ois Hey is really the letter that's above. Yud, Ke, Vov, Ke. So the Ois Hey really has cherish in the upper realms. The Vov, which is like a ladder going down, is really what connects. So the Mishnah is taking the Dvar Hashem that's in the Chamisha Chum Shetera that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Mamish Misinai. And it's taken the Teichen HaDvar of all of Torah that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and when it was put into written form, that's a like a Sulam Mutzav Arts of Rosh HaMegiyah Shemaim, it comes all the way down, and it has a representation in lower form. The Mishnayis is all the Halachas. All the Halacha, Lamaisa, of Kol HaTorah Kulo is in the Mishnayis. So that's why it's the letter Vov. So in order to take this Teresh Shebichsav of Teresh Baal Peh and give it the character of Teresh Baal Peh, there's added to it something which is not in the Mishnayis, so it's pure Teresh Baal Peh, it's a Braisa, and it also takes the five prokim and it turns it into six. So now it's mirroring, it's representative of Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's in summary what the Mishnah over here introduces. Shonu Chachomim B'Loshen HaMishnah. Over here, this Braisa is written in the Loshon HaMishnah. It's written as if it's a Sofa to Pirkei Avos because it creates a Sofa of that sixth element in the Pirkei Maseches Avos. Baruch Shebochar Bohem U'B'Mishnasam. The Rebbeinu Shleilu, like Baruch HaMokim, like we say in the Haggadah, when we say the Arba Banim, we say Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. Over here, so we say, Baruch Shebocha Bohem, he who chose the Chachamim, and he chose them to be the Kli to give over his Heilige Torah to Klal Yisrael. And there's an added element when it doesn't have a Tzura of Torah Shebichsav Bechlal. It's pure Torah Shebal Peh, it's a Braisa. Baruch Shebocha Bohem, ubi Mishnasam. And now for the Mishnah itself. Rebbei Oimer, Kol Oisik B'Torah L'Shmo, very fitting that this idea of Torah Shebal Peh of Baruch Shebocha Bohem Mishnasam opens up with those that are Amelim Bateru. Vikra Amelim Bateru is uncovering the infinite layers of depth of Teresh Baal Peh. The true Oisik Bateru is connected to Teresh Baal Peh in his deepest sense. Kol Oisik Bateru Lashma, he's Oisik Bateru Lashma, and his sole purpose in learning is only in order to know the Oimik of Dvar Hashem. In our understanding, Kol Oisik B'Torah L'Shmo, where Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains in Nefesh HaChaim Shadalid so beautifully, Barichus, is that Torah L'Shmo does not mean that when one is learning, he's thinking about Olam Habo, or he's thinking about Kedusha, he's thinking about Tzchar, he's thinking about Dveikus B'Hashem, even, which are all lofty and wonderful thoughts. He's thinking about I'm learning Torah because I want to get to the bottom of the sugya. He's not learning for COVID, he's not learning for money, he's not looking for prestige, he's not looking to impress others. He's learning Torah because he wants to know the Dvar Hashem. That's called being Isaac Torah Lishma. Even though it's bakant that there's a different nusach in the Chassidish Svarim, you look at the Sefer Tanya and the Kuti Amorim, okay, the nusach sounds to be that the purpose of Torah Lishma means to be dovuk in the Rabbanu Shlalo. That's really just a shaila of consciousness, of perception. The reality really isn't different. According to the Baal HaTanya as well, learning Torah Lishma means when a person is taken over by the deepest desire to plumb the depths of Dvar Hashem. Look at the Sefer HaTanya, the way he explains over there. Iu v'dibur echad. When a person says, I want to be dovuk in the Rabbanu Shlom. What does that mean? Does that mean going into a deep, meditative, relaxed state? Iu v'dibur echad. Connecting to the Rabbanu Shlom is connecting to his rotzer. His rotzen is Torah. If one who wants to get to know the Rabbanu Shalom in the most intense, intimate way, has to be dovuk in the depths of Ritzon Yisbarach. Similar to a marriage, two people get to know each other in the deepest way possible. Vayeda Odom is Chabi Ishtei, that's the essence of marriage. The essence of being dovuk in the Rabbanu Shalom is getting to know Das. Getting to know the Rabbanu Shalom the deepest way possible has nothing to do with an emotional state. It has to do with a deep, conscious, and intellectual understanding of the Dvar Hashem. Now, do we want to emphasize the terminology of Dveikus B'Hashem or Dveikus B'Torah? Okay, there are different Bata Midrashim and Klal Yisrael, but the essence of what they're saying in terms of avoid the day-to-day is really the same. V'Nishvi, the Mishnah says, Kol Ha'isik B'Torah L'Shma Zoichu L'Dvarim Harbe. It's by Kant and Nevel that the Mishnah now adds, not only is he zeichel dvarim harbe, ela shekol ha'olam kuloi kedai huloi. The whole world is kedai, since the essence of the world is Torah. Chaim Balashma explains over there in Nefesh HaChaim Barichus about how the Rebbeinu Shel Mustako Bereis of Bari Almas, so the blueprint for the whole Bria is Torah. Torah is the purpose of the Bria, and it's also the source of the Bria. So one who is Isaac B'Torah L'Shma, his deepest desire and goal in life is aspiring to a deeper level and a broader level of Yediyas Hashem, of Yediyas HaTorah. So the whole world was created from him, by him, and for him. It's partial. But the wording of the Mishnah is interesting. Now the Mishnah is going to list off a bunch of very lofty Ruchnias Dika Madregas. Nikra Reya, V'ov, Oyev Samvakim, etc., etc., V'chulei. First, the Mishnah says, Zeichel Dvarim Harbe. V'loy Oid says something very powerful. Kol El Kedai Huloy. V'loy Oid Elo. So what's Zeichel Dvarim Harbe? L'chayra, the Zeichel Dvarim Harbe is not by itself. The Zeichel Dvarim Harbe is that which we said by Hemshech HaMishnah. It sounds like, this is the way the Velt says it, the Zeichel Dvarim Harbe is a spiritual dynamic that can't be described in words. He's Zeichel to much. He's zeichet to a state which is called Dvarim Harbe. It can't be described, it can't be put, it's an enrapturing state that cannot be described in words. Now, let's define a terminology that we can understand. First of all, the world was created by him, for him, and because of him, and he's the sole purpose of creation. Not only that, but there are milas that we can define, Reya, O, etc., etc. But there's one encompassing Madrega that can't be described in words, those that have been around Gedele Torah, true Gedele Torah. Weren't able to describe them. Ilu yadativ hoyisiv. The same way the Rambam says now in the Rabbeinu Shalom, to describe a godel batar, a real godel batar, is almost impossible. To describe the Biskurov, the Chazanish, Rav Shach, it's words fail. The only words we could say is Dvarim Harbe. That's as if Ataych developed the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah say? What other milos does he have? Nikra Reya. He's called a friend of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ohuv. He's Ohuv. To the Rebbeinu Shlom. Oyev is Hamokim, not only is he Ohuv, but this Madrega of learning Torah Lishma is a state of being completely enraptured with Torah. He's an Oyev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, he doesn't go off into his own world, but he ultimately has the Kelim to connect to others around him without the Mechitzos of Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. It would seem to be that somebody who is completely enraptured with the Dvar Hashem is less connected with those around. The opposite is true. Those that were around true Gedolei Yisrael marveled at their ability to be so caught up in learning and at the same time so completely understanding, connected, and veer for people around. It's not only a darga of Avo, it's a darga of he brings simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brings simcha to those around him because the whole Bria is justified with his existence, so that brings simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole world is made into a more worthy place, and people feel more better about themselves and more sure of themselves when they're around somebody like that because he represents the Tzelem Elokim, so that's Misamech Sabriyas. Besides for the fact that the midos of a person who's Oisik B'Tayr L'Shmo create a tremendous amount of yicholus of him being able to carry other people. All true Gedolei Yisrael. The Chazon Ish, nobody would have believed for the first 50 years of his life he was quiet, he sat on the side. And then when his time came to be a Manik B'Yisrael, his understanding of people and his being able to carry people and his being able to build hundreds and thousands of people was incredible. Umalbashtoy Anova V'Yiro. The Malbushim, I like the midos. Midos is made to order. Midos means measure. The personality of a person is his levush ruchni. What's mentioned over here is anova v'yira. These are two key components of the personality of somebody who's dovuk in the Rabban Shalala. Pasuk says in Mishle, ekev anova yira sashem. Tetzo of anova is yira sashem. That's why anova is mentioned first. Umachshartoy, it prepares him, or machshir him means it gives him the right, the kelim, the ability, liyos, tzaddik, to be completely just in carrying out mishpat, justice. The chosid, somebody who is completely dovuk in oisel of nimishu zadin. The yoshar, the nemon, his drachim are completely yoshar. The bria was created, elikim osas adam yoshar, that's the original title of man is that he should be a yosher. Nemon, he's completely stable in his madrega, like the pasuk says, "Motzosos levavoy." Nemon lefanecha means that Avram Avinu never wavered from him for a second. He was loyal to Tekadosh Baruch Hu. Person learns Torah Lishma as a nemon to those around him, to Torah, to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Umarchaktoy minachet, it creates a barrier between him and chet. There's a natural recoil from chet. And a natural that chatoim don't come near him. Many stories of Gedolei Yisrael were saved from situations. Pasha by see a certain siyat d'shmaya that a loymid, an oisig b'ter l'shma has. Umekarafte l'idei schus, it brings him into a state of where he's completely dovuk in Torah and mitzvahs and really has opportunities to be mezakas or rabbim, to be zoichen mitzvahs that others aren't zoichen. Like we said before, the person who's a lemon teru l'shma becomes a source, the same way the Rebbeinu Shalom is a source of chizuk and the source of everything that we all have. The Talmud Chochem, that's a real lemon teru l'shma, becomes the source of etzah toshia. Toshia means salvation, but what it means is being when a person has das teru and he has a certain klarkeit. And those around him live in a different world because there's zeichet, his hadrocha, and his nemonus, and his insight. Bino, there's zeichet, his depth of understanding. Gvura, there's zeichet, his resolve, his strength of personality. Shenemar li eitzav isoshia. This is the pasuk is saying this in Mishle, in Perches l'gabi Torah. That to the Torah belongs eitzav isoshia. The oisik b'Torah l'shma becomes one with Torah. And he represents the characteristics of Torah to those around. He's the source of Eitzav Toshia. He has the property and he can give over on the depth of understanding of Bino and the strength of conviction called Gvura. V'noisenes lo malchus u'memshalo brings to mind, again, you talk about the Chazon Ish, you talk about Rav Shach. Rav Shach was a person who was Dovo Kula and Torah, knew nothing else besides Dalai Lama Shalom Alok for many, many years. When Rav Aaron Kotler forced him to join the Maetz Gedolei HaTorah, there were those that looked and said, it doesn't make sense. He has no shaykhs with Anhoga. And yet, I remember the days when I was a young child and Rav Shach was the acknowledged God Lador. And there was nothing that got done of importance in the Haredi world without Rav Shach's print. You're talking about a Yid sitting in Bnei Brak, sitting over there, an Alta Yid in his 90s, and everything in the world, South America, North America, Europe, South Africa, it was incredible. And one time Rav Chaim Kreiswith, who was a Goyin Adir Shebegoinim, the Rav of Antwerpen, walked out of Rav Shach's house and says, I don't know whether you have to make the bracha on him of Shecholak Michochmosai. Most people did make on Rav Shach, but you certainly have to make the bracha on him of Shekoichi Gvurosai Mole Oilam. And it's incredible to watch Gedolei Torah when their time comes, true Gedolei Torah, when their time comes, to lead Klal Yisrael, how they have, with one word, with one understanding, they have a koyach of Malchus, or Memshal, Bavus from the Goyin, that Malchus is different than Memshal. Memshal is by force, Malchus is by will. And a Godel Batayra, an Isaac Batayra Lishma, has both. There's a certain force of personality, a certain force of conviction, and all of Klal Yisrael snaps to attention. And there's also a Rotzen and a Chuka to hear every word from that Godel. The Chikra Adin is the depth of understanding, like a Din Torah. It doesn't mean a Din Torah about a few hundred dollars, it means a Din Torah about Klal Yisrael's issues, about people, about the future of Moses, whatever Gedolim have to decide on, they have the depth of being Chaker Adin in whatever comes in front of them. Umigalon Lo Rosei Torah is revealed to them beyond their level of just learning. It's revealed to them the secrets of the Torah. Gedolei Yisrael was Zeichet and Madregis of Yediyas HaTorah, far beyond the natural confines of a boss of a dog. And it was all a matona in recognition of their madrega of Amelis Matera of Limater Lishma. Venasa Kemayinam is Gaber Kenor Sheni Poisik. Their Chokhma is not something that's from the outside, becomes something that flows from deep inside. Kemayinam is Gaber. We've had before the difference between Bor and Be'er. Bor is an empty pit, it's filled with water that comes in rainwater. A Be'er is a source of Chius, and that's why it's called Mayim Chayim. They are sources, the Gedolei Torah are sources of water in Mayim El HaTorah. Ukenor She'enei Poisik, where it isn't sometimes yes, sometimes not. There's a constant flow that refreshes, waters, and energizes Klal Yisrael. Vavitznua, as famous as they are, and as well known as they are, and as much as Koicham Gvuros and Mole Oilam, there's still Tznua, there's much more about them that's not known than Yeno. Vo'irich Ruach, they have a tremendous amount of patience, and it's almost impossible to get a true Gadol Batayra upset, angry. Moichel al alboinoi, their own covet means nothing to them. As mighty as they are, and as nechbodim as they are, their covet is almost meaningless to them. Amel, they could be mavral midoseim, they could be moichel. Umgadalter mamtoi al kol amasin, they are the pinnacle, the height, and the glory of the whole Bria. So this is a dizzying perspective on what Torah Lishma does to a person. And one can't help but walk away from such a Mishnah and just want to sit down by a Gemara and learn a little bit Torah Lishma. Mishnah Beis, the direct continuation. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim bas kol yoytzis mehar choyriv. The mighty voice that comes out from Har Choyriv. Har Choyriv is Har Sinai. Tellingly, it's not called over here Har Sinai, even though we always talk about Har Sinai. Choyriv over here is what Chazal called V'lama Nikru Shmoy Sinai Mishom Yod Sin Lo'olam. V'lama Nikru Shmoy Choyriv Shemishom Yod Churban Lo'olam. That means the Gilui of Torah created that the rest of the world is a meaningless shell. Everything else in Olam Hazeh is shown up as nothingless. Hevel Avolam HaKoyel Havel. So everything is Choriv next to Torah. That's, by the way, the reason why all the Musalim have such a sinner for us. Because our reality of Anshei Kodesh, of the Am HaTorah, shows up their reality, their culture, their lifestyle as Dvar B'Telem. So what does this Bas Kol come out by Har Choriv U'machrezes V'Meres? It announces in a mighty voice and says, the Velt says, how come we don't hear it? You have to listen. When you hear this voice, it's transformative. But it's not something you could hear with, you know, without focusing. When a person focuses and he concentrates, he hears and everything around him, he hears this voice. What does this voice say? Oylam labrias me'albonah shel Torah. Woe is to those who are not oisik b'Torah. Woe is to brios. Woe is to the whole bria, where the whole purpose and the whole beauty of the bria that the Rebbein Shem created is only expressed in Torah HaKadoshah. Woe is to them me'albonah, from the fact that they're ma'alev, that they embarrass, they shame the Torah. I mean, say that they give credence and credibility and reality to everything else besides for Torah. Shekom Yishayni Oisik B'Torah Nikra Nozuv. One who is not Oisik B'Torah, one who is not constantly involved in Torah, is called Nozuv. Nozuv is a Loshem Menudah, he's like in Cherim. Shenema is a shocking pasuk. Nezim Zov Ba'af Chazir Isha Yofa V'Soras Tam. Take a golden ring, which should be beautiful, and it's in the nose of a Chazir. There's no filthier animal in the world than a chazir, which wallows in the mud. The nezim zov ba'af chazir is adding insult to injury. It's a joke. You're putting a thing of beauty in a thing of disgusting. A world without Torah, a world where Torah is not of paramount importance, is a world that's af chazir. Nezim zov is the beauty that can exist. So a person lives in this world, and he lives in a sheina welt, in a world that the Rebbein Shem created, and he's wallowing in the mud, the world that's me'albonah shel Torah, that's any oisik b'Torah. Isha yofa is similar to a woman of beauty, v'soras tam. It's talking about somebody who's has shaykhs to Torah, but he's not omol in Torah keroi. So he's called over here by the Mishnah, he's a isha yofa, he's somebody who does have shaykhs to Torah. He learns, he knows. But Soras Tam is on a Tam. He doesn't have the Avon Haroi, he doesn't have the Klorkait Haroi. Why? Because he's not an Omo Viyageh Baterik Haroi. Voimer, Valuchois, Maisa Lekim, Heimo. Vamichtav, Michtav Alekimhud. Valuchois was purely Miyad HaKadosh Baruch. Let's talk about the Luchos Rishonis. The Michtav is the Ksav of HaKadosh Baruch, Chorus al Aluchois. The Mishnah says, Al Tikre Chorus al Acherus. The lesson of the Luchos Rishonis is that not chorus, but see it as cherus, freedom of what? Freedom of all of the constraints, all of the being held down by Olam Hazeh. She'en lecha ben chorin ala misha oisik b'talmud Torah. There is no ben chorin. There's nobody who is free of all the gravitational pull of all of Olam Hazeh, except somebody who is oisik b'Torah. So first two, the Gemara says, cherus from the Malach HaMavis, cherus from Umas Olam, cherus from Parnosa and from Daigus. A person who's always been Torah Lishma is above the petty considerations, the petty concerns of Olam Hazeh. What is he? He's a shtick Luchos Rishonis. He's a shtick Maisa Lekim Heimo. V'chol Misha Oisik B'Talmud Torah, Harezim Misala. When we talk over here about, by the way, being Oisik B'Talmud Torah, we're talking in the context of what we're talking about Mishnah Alvan, Oisik B'Torah Lishma. He's enraptured by Torah. We're not talking about somebody who understands Torah is important. He learns Torah. We're talking about somebody who's enveloped by Torah. So Memela, he's free from Olam Hazeh. A person who is a Shemit Torah mitzvahs, and he even puts aside quality time for learning, is not yet this Madrega. He's not yet in a Madrega of Cherus, of Chorus, from all of Olam Hazeh. This person, who's enraptured by Torah, he's enveloped by Torah, he's an Oisik by Torah, he's a Nezim Zov, B'Isha Yofa. So such a person is free from all of Olam Hazeh. V'chol mi she'oisik b'talmud Torah hareiz misala. Somebody who's oisik in Torah keroi is misala, means he's oil l'gdula. He's oichet to the highest pinnacles of existence. And the pasuk that's brought over here, shenema matona nachaliel, chazal dashen mi matona. When Torah was given to Klal Yisrael b'matona nachaliel, it's nachlose shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nachlas keil. Umenachliel, from the Nachlas Kel to those that are dovuk in Torah, Bomois. Bomois are high places. It's used also for a mizbeach. But what it means is that he's Oisik. Kilu is standing on a platform. The whole Bria is further down. And he's standing on a platform towering above the rest of the Tzibur. Why? Because he has that Madrega of the Aliyah of Oisik v'Torah Lishmah.